Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
It was kind of funny. I was hearing the music and Greg, you know, saying, Christine Marie and Julie, your prosperity duo, or whatever he says.
Mm-hmm.
And for a split second, I go, oh, I'd like to hear that. I can't wait till I hear them.
You
I'm like,
out of your body for a split second.
Out of my body for a second. I'm like, oh, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to hear those prosperity duos.
I would. I'd like to hear about those guys.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Hey, isn't it neat, though, to have the sun out today? I mean, how many weeks has it been since we've seen the sun?
It feels like forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
And it feels so nice. I mean, I didn't, you know, I'm usually not the kind of girl that, you know, either way, I'm fine. But, wow, the sun is out, and it's like, wow, it feels good. It's like a new day.
Mm-hmm. It is. We're going through in the Midwest, I think in San Diego, you don't talk about weather that much, but the Midwest.
Because it's consistent.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's important. I think so. It's sunny and sunny and beautiful all the time. But
Julie, can we go to San Diego?
Yes, we're on our way, girlfriend.
Isn't that what Abraham always says?
Yeah.
Now you're going from Tucson to San Diego. In this case, we're going from Chicago to San Diego.
Exactly.
And when you're halfway there and you're like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, turn around.
Let's turn around and go home because, you know, we didn't make it.
That's so funny. But we did a really big meditation last night, our light body work. And really, I have just been feeling, I've been buzzing all night long and this morning still. And and so a lot of times what happens is you yawn, which is just a reaction of releasing. It's a physical releasing action.
Mm-hmm.
So if I yawn today, just forgive me. It's just because of that.
Yeah. It's amazing, this light body work. And I feel like I've been called to do this my whole life. I mean, I feel like I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Oh, yes, me too.
That's how is there static on the phone, girlfriend?
A little bit, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'll have my, I think it was because I wasn't sitting erect, so now I will be.
I'll tell a little bit about myself.
Yes.
Get the introductions out of the way.
Oh, my goodness, the first time you brought that up.
I know. I'm you know what, after 300 shows, I'm learning. I have a slow learning curve, but hello, everyone. This is Christine Marie. I'm your co-host along with my business partner, but she's also my daughter, Julie. And I have my master's degree in counseling, and I teach university behavioral science. But more importantly, enough about that, I'm a certified law of attraction coach, and a certified prosperity guide. And that has made all the difference in my life. Reading the masters, you know, Deepak Chopra, the Spiritual Laws of Success, Wayne Dyer, who is the man, really, the man of the hour, Marianne Williamson. There's so many that we get to stand on their shoulders of this amazing work they've done. Of course, Abraham Hicks.
Right.
That's Sanaya Roman. I mean, amazing people. And so go ahead, girlfriend, introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Julie. I'm your co-host and partner in coaching and just really loving the ride. I'm a former teacher, business owner. You know, I can tell you that.
Did you say you're certified love attraction coach?
Yes, I did not. Certified love attraction coach. Yes, and just loving this journey. I mean, I could tell you that for the last 15 years I've been on the journey, and really forever. I mean, you know, and just now to the next level in so many ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel grateful because you and I, because of our relationship, we get to discuss this stuff all day long.
I'm laughing because it's true.
Yeah, it is true. I mean, you say I have two lives, and you're so right, or three, actually.
I think you have three lives.
I have three lives. I have my life with you and my family, and I have my life with Doug and the family, and then I have my business life. I mean, I have different lives, but I feel so full and rich, and, mm-hmm. you know, it just feels really good. But we get to talk about this stuff, and which is so helpful. Because,
and live it.
And live it, because we get to go deeper,
mm-hmm.
I think quicker. Because
I think so, too.
Or at least explore it more, mm-hmm. and more explore it deeper,
mm-hmm.
and because we have someone there who's on the same path, that is their intention as well, is to go deeper and explore these issues and to really.
I do think that we're blessed that way.
Yeah.
I do because I know that, you know, I do have, you know, my best girlfriends and stuff like that, and we do, you know, talk, but nothing, you know, in terms of, because of the consistency, the constancy that we get to explore this stuff, you
right.
know. And, I mean, we just, if we're doing something, we go, hey, let's pull out a book, you know, and
right,
see where,
exactly.
where we're at on that, you know.
Exactly.
So we are just blessed. But I did, in terms of the description of the show today,
mm-hmm.
I just said, magnetize yourself. And then I said, learn all about it at our free teleseminar on Thursday, this coming Thursday at
Yay.
8 p.m. Central Time, and what you will successfully learn in one short hour. Sign up now. And I have a spelling error. I wanted to say at, but it's ifeellikeiwonthelottery.com/magnetizeyou.
HTML.
Yeah, dot HTML, the letter U.
Yeah, I hope, you know what, we've sent emails out to people who are in our group,
mm-hmm.
and if you get our prosperity postcards or have downloaded our book, you're part of our group, and I hope people take us up on this free teleseminar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be awesome. Well, people already have. I shouldn't say I hope people
mm-hmm.
will. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I hope a lot more people do, because mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a huge one right now, and it's going to be fun, and what we really want to do was to, you know, we love our radio show, but it's a different format. It's just you and I chit-chatting about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a class. I'm not going to mm-hmm. sit here and I don't want to. I want to have it more informal for me.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, this is what
it
we
has
do.
To be fun for everybody.
Right.
You know, and but the teleseminars are just a little bit different, a little bit more higher content, and
mm-hmm.
we can take the time and do a visualization.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Visualization on the radio does not work really well.
No, but it's going to be amazing, though, that visualization.
Yes.
And I really believe, I'm really putting it out there, we're actually energetically putting it out there that people really get, you know, some transformational energy to be able to start magnetizing into, you know, what they want.
Yeah.
And I think, too, we're going to be teaching magnetize and manifesting. We're going to be teaching that in February.
Yes.
It's just 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We actually go so deep as to reprogram at a cellular level, your DNA at a cellular level for prosperity. Because we all have our own set points, our own ceilings into abundance, you know, and then, you know, and then we know with that
mm-hmm.
that's a programmed thing. We didn't come born on the planet with it, but we learned it at early age, that maybe we were born into competition or lack or constriction, and therefore, there wasn't enough to go
right.
around, and so we just thought, oh, you know, I just don't, you know, like when I was playing the prosperity game, I, you know, every day you give yourself $1,000 and you have to spend it.
Right.
And I got up to about $98,000. So that would, you know, and I mean, I was literally, you know, had everything, you know, everything paid off, and I had, you know, I had bought, you know, vacation homes here
right.
and away, and I stopped. I just stopped. And guess what? That was my ceiling. And when I realized that, which took about several months, actually, you know, because you'd say, Mom, you playing the game? I go, I kind of just lost interest. And then I got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, that I got it, that I had reached my own prosperity ceiling. And then I knew to go, okay, I need to work with this. I need to stretch. I need to know, you know, that
right.
I had my own limitations. And so this is what we're going to be. To me, there's so many profound, you know, visualizations in these next, in the four-week course. But I would say this one is probably the most important, but I don't know. Every time I go, I say one, I do one, they go, oh, that's the most
important.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and here it is. I mean, I talked about this with you the other day. If you're not used to this kind of energy work or you're new to the path, you may be under the impression that you just learn it once and it's yours forever. And it's not like that at all. I mean, you don't go to the gym and do 100 sit-ups and then you're done. Boom, done. I don't have to do any more sit-ups for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My core is there.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about maintaining that level of spiritual connection
right.
with your abundance.
Right.
And to do that, you have to practice. You have to discipline. And discipline in the sense of discipline as an art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like, I'm so disciplined.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the discipline of, you know, they talk about the discipline of medicine, and but the discipline of arts of your spiritual journey, of the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Wayne Dyer, every day he does his renewal stuff.
Yes, every day. So
yes.
It's like, but yet some people say, oh, I did this, and gee, I'm still not manifest. I didn't manifest that 20 grand that I wanted, you know.
It didn't work, you know, or whatever.
I didn't get to San Diego.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, well, good. That you're right. You're right. You're done. Bye.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
It's like, you know, because that's what you believe.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
If you, we just heard a new quote, and I love Byron Katie. You know, I've done.
Yes, we love Byron Katie.
Yeah, she's great.
And you can even go to her website, but my gosh, I can't remember.
The Work, I think it's
The Work.
Yeah.
The Work, yeah.
You know.
And there's a lot of free stuff on there. Oh, there's so much, but well, go ahead and say the quote.
Well, I hope I get it right.
Yeah, I do too, let's see.
Do you know it? I mean,
It's good to live in the zip code of I don't know.
Yes.
Because
I don't know how.
I don't know how. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because that is the field of all possibilities.
So do you get that idea? I love living in the zip code of I don't know how. You know, I don't know how this is all going to come out. I don't know how I'm going to reach my desire.
Mm-hmm.
But because when I'm there, I'm in the zip code of all possibilities.
Right.
I mean, that's the universe working. I mean, that's how I think of it as. When we eliminate the how, we let the universe do its job,
mm-hmm.
and we let the universe, we really are living in this big stream of the universe. That,
right.
You know, here we are, we're co-collaborating, the universe is efficient, it knows what our desires are
mm-hmm.
because we're focused on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We have our intentions set, we're doing our inspired actions. As we see fit, we're doing, you know, our internal work,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And then we go like this, boom, done, next.
Boom, done, next.
We have to.
Yeah.
We have to. Otherwise, you're going to be like Velcro. You're just going to be like sticking to it, you know.
And what she means by boom, done, next, would you explain it a little bit more? Because it's...
that was it. I don't have to explain it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, what are you talking about, boom, done, next to what? because, like... We say boom, done, next because
mm-hmm.
as we're working on your three biggest dreams, I mean, we like to work on three desires.
Mm-hmm.
And the
at all times.
At
we
all
like
times.
To have three running.
I mean, I have lots of desires, but I'm working on three. And the reason why is if I may be working on one and then I may feel stuck in it. And I go, okay, when I do my meditation, I do my work.
Done everything you can do.
I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any more inspired actions, whatever. I then do my release work. I do my meditations. I do my forgiveness work. And then I've changed my focus to one of the other ones, knowing that my intention is still there. My intention is still there. I'm just allowing the universe
mm-hmm.
to give it a little bit more time to work efficiently to get me what I want. And because sometimes if you're working too hard on something, you just have resistance, right?
Well, also, too, we talk about in the, you know, our five A's of manifesting, in the A of allowing, we say that the universe is like this bird. And, you know, if you hold it in your hand, if that would be, you know, I mean, the, you know, your desire, If you hold it in your hand, the universe can go and fly around and make its little connections and connect the dots. And so you do have to release. You have to allow.
Right.
It's an important stage in the manifesting process. Hey, I'm looking at the chat board in Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hello, Janet.
She says, Julie, I have a question.
Oh, good.
So, Julie, she has a question for you, okay?
Okay.
She goes, I yawn when I do Reiki. Is this a release of negative energy?
Yeah, well, it's a release.
It's a release for sure.
For sure. That's exactly right. Because, I mean, this morning I was doing energy work. I was doing some meridian tapping work. And I was just like yawning. I'm like, holy cow, I'm not tired. I feel really invigorated. And I was like, yeah. So, yes, allow yourself that chance to just yawn.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wouldn't necessarily say it's negative energy. I mean, some of it, you know, maybe I would say it's mostly release work.
Right.
And when what we're releasing are things that no longer serve us.
And that's why I choose to call it negative because I believe that all feelings are good.
You bet.
In the sense that they tell me where I'm at. And then when I'm feeling bad, I can go and look at what my thoughts, my beliefs are behind it, and I can release it. And release me for my higher ground, for my next step. And raise a set point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I mean, there are people out there, you know, financially that have, you know, very, very high set points on abundance, you know? They see things in huge numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't ever see things in numbers that I may see, which I love my numbers, you know. But and then there are people who think that wouldn't see my life, you know, my numbers at all. Their set points too low. So it is about just releasing and clearing the way for your higher ground. But you know, here it is too, which I love. I mean, there are people, and I know people, that truly they have mastered their life in the sense of this. They're not there for expansion. They love what they do. They don't require much more than what they have. And they're at peace,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're content. And they're not really going out for expansion either. But
no.
Guess what? It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that, if your soul is
I'm
going,
not, yeah, yeah, I'm. You know, I wouldn't call. I don't know. I would call that managing as
a
master.
Yeah, that's right. No, I meant manage.
No, but
good.
I'm just kind of. You know, I want to do the.
Yeah.
I want to really get the, because I know that we're supposed to manage our energies, and yet ultimately, what we would like to do is master the energies.
Yes. Well, and when the light body work we do, it really is about flow. You know,
embodying it.
Embodying flow, embodying the flow of our emotions,
yeah.
Embodying the flow of other people's emotions in the sense that we're not attached to people's energies.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, by doing that, we're allowed to.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned is the blending process.
Yeah.
This idea that I wish I would have known that years and years ago, but, you know, living in, you know, a chaotic family or something, and yet you don't have to absorb that. But your light, you know, your light can meet that energy and blend with it and turn it into something transformative.
Yes, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I love the word blending. Well, because what you do is you go, like, you know, Gina and her Reiki, you know, doing the energy work.
Mm-hmm.
We really can transform the world, can't we?
Send us some Reiki energy, Janet. Send us
some
Reiki.
But we can transform the world, enough of us, focusing on the good, releasing, focusing on our intentions. And we all get to have what we really want. We really do. Or at least be on the journey of it and also be, you know, and have the essence.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Yes.
When we have the essence of it, we do essentially have it. It has no other choice but to actually manifest in the 3D world.
Yeah, can I share a story about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's an example of that where the universe has a tendency to give you something, the essence of what you want, and it may not be in the right package, but it's perfect for you. Two things. One was I had a desire to have a garden, you know. I always wanted a garden, and literally about 2 years, longer than that, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have a garden? I would think about, you know, tearing the backyard up, getting a garden, and how great it would be. And then the season would come and go because it was like a big hassle, right? Or I was busy doing something else, you know? And it was so great because and that my boyfriend's mom has this huge garden, you know? And I get to play in that garden. And it's, I don't have to worry about it because it's not my garden. But I get zucchini every year and tomatoes every year and fresh stuff. And I'm like, holy, and asparagus, you know, her garden runneth over.
Yeah.
So, and I go, wow, I got the essence of exactly what I wanted. And the universe knew, I mean, I just released my outcome.
Right.
I didn't have to have my own garden, you know.
Right.
I got to play. And the same thing when I, we did, you know, we were, I wanted to manifest an extra $5,000 in late December. And it was so funny because I have some medical bills and sometimes I really want, and I wanted to go on vacation and I want an extra $5,000. And I'm like, oh, that'd be so great to have an extra $5,000. And it was so funny because it did come to me. The universe gave it to me in its least efficient way, or at least effort way, the most efficient way.
Right.
And I got it in a corporate sponsorship through, for our fall mother and daughter summit.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed because I got the essence of what I wanted. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? I take it and I claim more. And I universe, I want to play and play and play, and I will enjoy that. And now I'm up to creating $10,000 and see where that comes.
That's right.
And see where that comes, you know?
And you also manifested someone offering you a free trip to New York.
Oh, yeah, well, that was awesome.
And then
someone said, hey,
Alice,
when you come to
when you take advantage of that, I will buy you a free lunch. So, girlfriend, you're just manifesting all over the place.
I know. That was so hysterical on our windfall call,
yeah.
You know? I know. I mentioned that I got up. Mom, you know, I totally forgot about this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely a win and an unexpected financial windfall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody offered me a free trip to New York for the weekend. And I couldn't go. I still was offered that. That was so cool. And then somebody in our group said, hey, when you come to New York, I'm taking you to lunch. I'm like, yay, yippee.
You know, I hope that everybody that's listening and even on the archives joins us on that windfall call. It's getting fabulous.
And bigger
than
every week.
I had goosebumps, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, for 2 days later after Thursday's call,
yes.
I was just feeling that energy. And literally before, I mean, really, we hung up on the call. It was a 20-minute call. We had, I don't know, two or three people call us on the phone. I had about 10 people email me from Facebook. And, I mean, because it was a powerful call. I don't know.
Yes.
It's the group energy. It's the intensity. It just intensifies. The group energy does now. And I think that's why I'm even getting goosebumps thinking about this class, you know, coming in February, the Magnetize, you know, Magnetize and Manifesting class that
mm-hmm.
we're going to teach. It's going to be, I mean, really, there is just, you know, like the Divine Feminine said, you know, this is a 3-year, you know, the 2 + 0 + 1 + 0 is a 3, and it's like, it's me and you, and it's the divine.
Yeah, the
and
divine.
And that's
yeah.
very powerful, you know.
Well, the divine has been very open with you for a while now. But she really has talked to you about this new energy that's here. And it's like, hey, you know, knock, knock, knock on the door. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
This new energy is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. And she calls it evolutionary.
Yeah.
She says it's an evolutionary energy that's never been on the planet before. And I believe it, you know, because, I mean, we know things are happening.
Yeah.
We know things are happening at an accelerated rate.
And we have to almost give ourselves a break sometimes
mm-hmm.
because of it.
Yes.
Because there are moments, there's this energy in the planet, this new energy, and we want to take hold of it and really thrust our lives forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And energy work certainly allows you to do that more because there is this buffer time, and we love incremental change because you're able to own it. But as this new energy in the planet comes through, when you're doing your release work and your meditations and your visualizations and your energy work, you really are allowed to take advantage of these new energies and thrust forward, have more, you know, a little bigger jump in your spiritual growth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that feels great.
Also, too, what it's shaking up, this new evolutionary, it's shaking up our old ideas. yes. our old thought forms. You know, I have to admit that when years and years ago when I really got into, you know, the spiritual laws of success, I really had the motivation that I really wanted to just increase my financial life.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to be financially successful in what I thought. And now, I mean, it's just part of the prosperity lifestyle, in the sense that, you know, that there is this, as we live with more elegance, you know, more simplicity, actually, more grace. You know, we are prosperous in friendships. We are prosperous in our checkbooks, in the sense that it just feels better.
Yes.
You know, I'm even saying the numbers may be the same for some people, but it feels better. You feel
Or it may be
prosperous.
More in order.
Exactly.
There may be an order to your life that wasn't previously there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's prosperity, you know.
Yeah, and
it's
prosperity life to me, lifestyle means that it overall is a lifestyle of not worrying.
Yes.
Because you've been through it. You know, you understand that there's no sense to worrying. It just is an energy drainer, and we're meant to, you know, work our energies, use all our energies at a capacity to keep refining, you know, our
right.
and calling in bigger and bigger,
right.
you know, things. So I can remember a long, long time ago somebody said, If you pray, why worry? If you worry, why pray? Something like that, you know. But there's a real, to me, when I think of prosperity lifestyle, that's the first thing that comes to me. Now, I know that I will, go beyond that. But, you know, listen, I remember, you know, times when I would be up all night.
Right.
Because I was worrying, couldn't sleep, you know?
Well, you know, I think I pray so much differently now than I used
yes.
to.
Yes.
I mean, even when I'm in the midst of what may be an obstacle that I have to, I hate to word the word overcome, like
mm-hmm.
it's something I have to.
But it's part of the hero's journey.
It really is.
It really is about hope and faith and trust, and it's about being on the hero's journey. So the obstacles now, where before that you might have said, oh, Mom, you know, that's a no from the universe. No, now we know that an obstacle is not a no from the universe.
Right. It's not. And you can, here's where the subtle differences come into play.
Yay.
Subtle differences.
Subtle differences, that's what we're all about right
yes.
now, aren't we?
I mean, there are times that I've had a desire and that I was going about it in a way that I thought was the right way, but I wasn't completely aligned with it. And then it would come to me. I'm not aligned with the way I'm handling. I have the same desire, but the way I'm going about it, I'm not in alignment with. And I've had to take a different road from Tucson to Phoenix, you know, mm-hmm. then or Tucson to back to San Diego. Yeah, it's a short trip.
That's a day trip.
And so those times you have some, you know, release work and grief come up, and sometimes worry because you're like,
mm-hmm.
I have my desire. Why isn't it coming true?
Yeah.
And then
that
I go,
does come up for release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I aligned with my desire? I'm aligned with my desire. Am I aligned with the way I'm coming through it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not. And it is all about alignment, because when you're in alignment with what you want and the essence of what you want,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, things flow. I mean,
I know Saturday. Can I? Do you mind me if I share about, you know, Saturday, or do you want to keep on with your story?
No, I'm done.
Okay, I know Saturday. I felt like something descended upon me, right? And luckily now I know that I've for better or for worse, something has come up again for a clearing, and it was another, you know, because life is a spiral, and you do. So the greater that you clear, obviously the greater that you can receive now, and you can receive at these deeper and deeper depths. And so I've been asking for that. So this another layer of, I can only call it deep disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have these in our lives. And this felt, honestly, if somebody would have said, can you tell me how old this is, it felt like I was 5 or 6. It was that kind, that old of deep disappointment that came through to be released. But I, you know, luckily, I mean, I felt it. I was honestly, crying and doing my stuff, but there was a conscious part of me that knew that I was doing this release work, that I was, I felt better. This was not a quick one. This was about 5 or 6 hours, actually, but I felt better, and I feel renewed now. I mean, I can tell that I've had this huge growth spurt,
yeah.
And now I can also, I'm eagerly awaiting what the universe has for me now, because I've done this another level of clearing and cleaning,
right,
of deep disappointments. And see, we know, the mother said, the vehicle, the evolutionary vehicle of receiving right now is the heart.
Mm. Yeah.
And many, 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 many of us have our heart centers pretty closed off because why? We've been wounded. We've been hurt. We've been disappointed. We've been betrayed. You know, all these things. I mean, I've told the dog story, you know, where when my parents took a dog that I absolutely loved and, you know, took it out to the country and let it go, I just said to myself, even as a little kid, I will never love another doggy.
Yeah.
I'll never. And it took me a long time to open my heart to, and now I'm, you know.
Your cup runneth over with
my
doggies.
My cup runneth over with doggies. Yay. So much so that when I take them to Chuck Wagon.
Exactly. I think we have two border collies.
When they're barking a lot, we go, you're going to go to Chuck Wagon. And that's their kennel when we go away. They stay there. They're like, oh.
We don't really like going to Chuck Wagon.
We don't go to Chuck Wagon.
Our dogs are very
human-like.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And they're working dogs. They're happiest when they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
just like us.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, because it's play for them. And it's play for
mm-hmm.
us as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like us, aren't they?
They are.
You know. But they're neurotic, so what does that mean?
Just like me.
Just like me.
Yes, that's an exercise that we do sometimes. It's one of the play your ways to prosperity things. It's like, if you find out you're like, you know, cutting somebody down or something, and you remember, then you have to add, you know, like, oh, that bitch, she's like this, and she's like, then you go, just like me, or like, oh, I love the Dalai Lama, he's so wise, and just like me. So we have to add that. That's one of our fun things that we do. Did I explain that right?
You did. I love that. And so I was going to say something about Saturday night, though. Are you done with your story?
Yes, I am.
We're just telling stories today.
Yeah.
This is so fun. And I'm just playing.
We should definitely talk to people, too, if they haven't joined, if they want to be on that windfall call.
Yes. You must sign up for either the book.
Yeah,
you can get that. I feel like I want lottery.com/bigdreams.
Big dreams. Our prosperity postcards, and all they have to do is go to I feel like I want lottery.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up there, and they get the prosperity postcards.
We have free stuff all over the place.
Or guess what?
What?
If they signed up for our free teleseminar today.
No.
They don't?
They don't get to go to the windfall call.
They can't?
I wasn't planning on that.
Oh, my God.
It's the windfall call, Mom, is an invitation only.
Okay. All right. Sorry, people. It's a great call. Just get the prosperity postcards in or get the free book.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Also, you know, I've been really called to say, if you know someone in your life who is struggling or you think needs the book, 21 Days to Manifesting Your 3 Big Dreams, you know what? Tell them about it. You know, pay it forward. We've got people who are on day 18, and, you know, listen, if you have a question about it, email us, you know.
Yeah.
If you're experiencing something, some people are doing it in groups or with their best friends or whatever. You know, pay it forward, too. You know, that's what we're saying.
Yes. Exactly. Pay it forward.
I just can't believe that they sign up for this thing. They can't get the free windfall call.
Well, because I don't know if there'll be doubles on there then. The people will be getting them twice.
Gotcha.
I didn't want to.
I understand.
You know. I think I'll look into that.
No.
I'll ask
I trust your. I trust your judgment implicitly.
Well, I'll ask the question to my autoresponder, because one thing I do respect is people's inboxes, because I have an inbox that gets full.
Yeah.
And so I want to be able to communicate with you guys in a very authentic, genuine manner, where it doesn't feel like, oh, here's another one for Christine Marie. I got 5 emails saying about the windfall call.
Well, Janet just says, I'm on those calls, and I feel like my week is more complete afterwards.
Yay,
and I feel like I have been manifesting left and right. It's so true. I know I got an email from a lady in France yesterday who's on the windfall calls, and she said, I just started, but I have a pair of blue boots that I've been wanting. And I don't know how much what the conversion rate is, but she said they were like 120 something. And
if they were euros, it's probably about close to like $180, $200.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, I did the windfall call. I went by the store again, and they were on sale for 30.
Oh, well.
She goes, I manifested that.
Hoo-ha. That's cool.
That was cool.
You know
that
what?
Makes us feel so good, doesn't it?
Oh, come on. I mean, that's because it's like our maintenance, you know, our energy maintenance. And because group energy, when we focus on something together, we call borrow benefits, and we can really, our magnetizing abilities go through the roof.
So, Janet, if you were on Thursday's call, did you not feel the energy totally amazing? I mean, I actually had tears in my eyes. I just thought that the power of this group that particular day was, I don't know, freaking amazing. So
well,
I'm
we haven't been
like,
doing it very long, I think since November. And so the group gets more and more, and our energies get better and better and higher and higher. I shouldn't say better and better, but just higher and higher. And literally there are times, I mean, when I did my meditation, and it's a similar one every time because I wanted to have cohesiveness with it, but I let Source just tell me what I should focus on. And if I feel there's a question coming through, you know, for something or you know, what an energy coming through, I try to address it. You know, whether it's like release more of this or open your heart more to receive, you're good enough, feel how good enough you are. So I try and tailor it to how I feel needs to come through that moment, you know.
Right, right.
But I'll tell you what, I absolutely adore that call.
I do too.
Just like
I know. I look forward to it every single week.
Yeah. We want people to be able to experience a lot of things that we've learned for free, because we want to get you on the path.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we go deeper.
We
want
to honor your path.
Yeah,
we want to
honor your path. We want to honor your path. Have fun with this journey. I mean, if it's fun, we do it more often, don't we?
So Janet, tell me, are you feeling you're on the? Is your path coming to you? Are you? Is your work getting planetary? Is it going global? Or I'm just curious. You'll have to let me know, sweetheart. You know.
And you can always email us through Blog Talk Radio too, or talk to us at frontiersandcoaching.com, which is great.
Yep.
You know. But anyway, I digress. But I was going
No. We got like 5 minutes left.
So yes, I want to say though, great teleseminar on Thursday. Please sign up for it because it's going to be wonderful.
And it's free.
And hey, if you don't want to learn how to turn your money magnet on, you feel like it's turned on enough. Don't bother.
But also, you probably know someone who needs it.
Yeah, let them come.
And I feel like I won the lottery.com / magnetize you with the letter U.
Yeah, just magnetize and the letter U.
.html.
Yep.
And that signs you up.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say what we would appreciate is if you can listen on the webinar or call in. And, of course, if you're traveling and you need to call in, that's fine. But we only have a limited number of phone lines. So it would be best if you could plan to be on the webinar for that event.
Well, and it's a mixture, too, because we're going to I was going to say that's a mixture, but that's a different one we're doing. Magnetizing, too, as a mixture. But anyway, yeah, I mean, we want you to feel comfortable. So if you're on your phone, make sure you have your speakerphone on or your headphones on so that you can enjoy the visualization, so you can enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Our it's going to be powerful visualization because it's really we based our visualizations really on the Einstein quote: imagination is the preview of your life's coming attractions. And so we're going to engage your imagination in a most bold way.
Yeah.
And we're going to, and then we're also going to do some huge release work at the cellular level, releasing in your DNA of your old programmed, limited, constricted financial set points.
Yeah.
And we're going to just burst through and those and. So it's going to be pretty potent, and it'll be a quick hour.
Mm-hmm. It will be. It'll be fun. And then everyone will be sleeping afterwards. It'll be like a good night's sleep.
That's exactly right. Because
drink your water.
We drink your water, and then because you're going to be in a hypnagogic state after this.
Yes.
And so it'll be really good if you would just want to go right to sleep. It'd be perfect, actually. I love the people on the West Coast. It'll only be 7 o'clock for them.
Yeah. Well, you might want to sleep. Have an early dinner. Have an early dinner and go to bed.
Exactly.
You know, enjoy the the amazing dreams, you know.
They'll be amazing, all right.
Yes, they will be.
Okay, girlfriend, so we have 3 minutes.
Well, I want to share my story really.
Okay, good.
It was a Saturday night story. I went to I heard an actor talk about, I don't know his name, he's like a soap opera actor, but talk about faith and talk about his spirituality and how he helped him get through his acting and all that stuff in Hollywood, right, where it's kind of crazy out there. But he was talking about this, so that was very interesting. Oh, no, that wasn't the interesting part. You know, I've been doing light body work, I've been doing my energy work, and literally I had to reel in my energy because I was noticing I was getting a little anxiety attack, and I think that I was just picking up on everybody's energies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you got to be
careful.
And
so here's, I wanted to say, you know, because I know that Jan's doing Reiki work, and the people out there who are listening to us are probably doing their chakras because we've given away chakra clearings before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're out there in the world, you know, just if something goes on and you're feeling your vibration lower or you're feeling you're having body symptoms, you know, take a look at your energy level. See,
mm-hmm.
And see, you know, maybe you need to clear your chakras. Maybe you're.
Are you maybe actually, like me, I can't go into Walmart. I just can't do it.
I'll just
be like picking up everybody's stuff, you know.
Right.
And I mean, unless I really protect myself, and I
can
do that, but I just don't.
Also, you don't need to.
I don't need to, yeah. I go to small stores.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly, which is nice. So.
That's a nice thing. Thank you for telling people that because, I mean, we always say, too, like, if you want to, before you're going into someplace big, you know, use that, the violet, purple
mm-hmm.
cloak to put on you. And that's a cloak of protection.
Yes,
a
violet
energetic.
As in purple. I remember I said violet one time,
mm-hmm.
and someone in a different country said, did you say violent? No, not a violent cloak of protection, but a violet, a color of
that's
violet.
Right. Yeah. Purple.
Purple
but
color of protection.
Cloak of protection.
And you can also imagine yourself, I mean, water is a really good protector, too. And I have imagined myself, you know, being in a waterfall, and the water is very golden color,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another way of doing it. And just, you know, and bring in your energy, you know, bring it closer to you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we expand our chakras, we expand our energy.
Another one, too, if you're really going into a place where you really need a lot of protection, imagine yourself like in an egg, like you're inside this white oval egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to do even more, this is a really good one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See mirrors. Put mirrors on the egg, like little
right.
tiles of mirrors all over the egg.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Then you are totally protected,
and you might be possibly invisible.
You are.
So be careful.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Yeah. Don't do that while driving. We want you people to
Please
see you.
Please do not do that while driving because you will be invisible.
Yes, we want people to see you while you're driving. So.
Okay, everyone.
Have a wonderful
day.
Thank
you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.